Okay,
Again,
all right.
thank you for calling the Roundup Help
Okay.
Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
I can hardly hear what you're saying, and I have you on speakerphone. Could you speak a little louder, please?
Yes, I was asking if you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay. And have you started a claim with any firm yet? Have you signed anything physically or electronically, or no?
The person I just talking to prior to you.
Yes, that was one of our transfer partners. So you signed
something
saying that you can that you're allowed to we're allowed to speak with you. But have you signed on with the firm or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And let me click this here. And was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, myself.
Sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
Yeah, subtypes, B-cell, B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And you've only had the one diagnosis of that, correct?
Well, yeah.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
58.
58, okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
This had to be 2014, I believe.
2014, okay. Do you happen to remember the month by chance?
Oh, man. No.
No, okay. Well, just
no,
Right, and that was quite some time ago. Obviously, that was 10 years
okay,
ago.
Let's say next day, March, April, May,
okay.
May, June, somewhere in there.
Sure,
May.
We'll go May. Okay. And
all
did
right.
You mostly use the product at home or at work?
No, I use it at home in my yard.
Okay. And go ahead and give me the address where you would have used it.
It's here in Texas. Jacksonville Highway, Tyler, 3901.
3901, okay.
Yeah. Jacksonville Highway, Tyler, Texas, 75701.
Okay. And that's the address you would have used it. Okay. And were you the only one that used it and got sick, or did you have neighbors or family or anyone?
Not that I know of, no,
okay.
Just myself.
Thank you for confirming that. And then, how many years do you think you would have used the product? Like, what would have been the first year you started using it?
Over 5 years, maybe 9 or 10 years.
10 years, okay. So then you definitely use the product for at least 10 or more days, right?
Of course.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes. I'm also a veteran.
Oh, thank you for your service. What branch were you in?
Well, I'm sorry? United States Army.
Army, thank you. I'll jot that down in here. And then these are yes or no for illnesses that you may or may not have had in the past. Have you had hepatitis B or no?
No.
HIV AIDS or no?
No.
Autoimmune disease or no?
No.
Hepatitis C or no?
No.
Diabetes mellitus or no?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or no?
No.
Lupus or no?
No.
Epstein-Barr or no?
Try again?
Epstein-Barr or no?
No, never heard of that.
And then were you ever an organ transplant or no?
No.
And then did have you had any other cancers requiring chemotherapy or no?
No,
Any family history of cancer or no?
no.
Okay. And then let me type this up. So your name comes in as Kenneth, Kennetth, last name Howard, Howard. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then
Yes.
do you have a middle initial or no?
W.
W. Thank you. And then can you confirm your gender?
I'm a male.
Thank you. And then are you currently married or unmarried?
I'm divorced, thank God.
Thank you for confirming that.
Man,
And
7 years, boy, she got the itch.
oh, I bet. And then how did you first learn of your connection between Roundup and your ailment?
Well, I started getting headaches and being jittery and all this, so that's when I decided I better go see a doctor.
Okay. Let me write that down. Give me one second. I'm not the fastest typer one
Loss
minute.
of breath, loss of breath.
And then this next question asks for your height and feet in inches.
I'm 72 inches, 5'11".
Oh, okay. That's how tall I am. And what do you weigh?
200.
200? Yeah, we have the same build. I'm just shy of 200 right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I gotta start getting in better shape. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in better shape. I'm trying to go down to
Yeah, the older
175.
you get, it's harder to get this.
Oh,
It's harder
yeah.
to get it off, you know?
I know that firsthand. Just like a month and a half ago, I was 20 pounds less, and then I don't know why, but all of a sudden it just slowed down, and yeah, but we'll see. And then this one asks,
Yeah, I'm experiencing something like that too. You know, I hope there's nothing else serious wrong with me. You know, I'm not gaining it's like I would like to. You know, so I mean, I eat regularly, but it's just not coming. I'm
Right.
usually 2'8", 2'12", you know, somewhere in there, right? But over the last couple of years, it's been declining. So I'm able to maintain my 195, 198, 200.
Sure.
So
And then this next
let's see.
question just asks, when did you first become aware that your injuries were related to Roundup? Was that just when you were diagnosed back in, in May or so?
That was back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll say
You know, the
May.
2014 is when I stopped, so that's when I
Good.
started going to the doctor.
Sure. And this is your cell phone, 323-801-9256.
Yeah, that's me.
And then what would be the best email address for you?
Okay, I'm Hotfoot. That's HOTFOOT007@gmail.com.
Okay.
Hot foot.
Got it. Thank you. And then how many times per month or year did you use Roundup?
Once every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
Once or twice.
So every 2 or 3 months, so maybe like, we'll say,
It's about two, 3 times a month.
oh, 3 times a month. Okay. Let me put that here. And then you would have used Roundup for at least a year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Yeah.
And I think you said you started using it around 2004, about for 10 years, right?
14, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember, man. That was so long ago.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like
it's 2025 already.
No, I know. I know time goes by fast.
You know, and I've been retired for, I don't know, for over 13, 14 years. Sometimes I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And did you mostly just use the
no.
Premix that came in the spray with the little handle?
Yeah. It comes in a 3 gallon bottle. With the pump.
With the spray handle. Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then did you use protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Yeah, I use rubber gloves. You know, I always wear a mask because the smell provides to me, so I don't want to be trying to inhale too much of it.
And did you just mostly applied it residentially, right, around the house, yard?
Yeah, just around my home, yes.
Type that up. And then you said this was in Texas?
Yes. Yes.
Are you in California right now? Because I recognize your area code. It's for California.
No. I'm back in Texas. I just recently lost my dad, so I'm taking over the state out here. So I'll probably set up permanent residence in a bit.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear about your dad. And then let me put directly, I'm just writing a note here saying how you were first exposed to Roundup, and that would have been just direct use around the home. And it was you personally spraying and getting direct contact, right?
Not too much.
And then let's see. So you've used it for about 10 years times 3 times a month. That's 36 times 10. So about 360 different uses, we'll say, if my math is right. And then I don't know if this.
Yeah, that's about right. I'll buy that.
And then did your water come from a well? Or no? Was it city or well water?
No. It come by the faucet.
Okay. So we'll say no. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides?
No.
Ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then, did you normally purchase it at like a Lowe's or Home Depot or small gardening store, or where would you normally buy it?
Yeah, it was a CVS.
Okay. CVS stores. And then, would you happen to
CVS? It's a pharmacy.
Right, exactly. And not needed, but just one of the questions. Would you happen to have any of the receipts or containers lying around somewhere?
No. I'm not good at that, keeping that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, especially if it's been a decade.
No, I may keep them for a few days, and then I start cleaning up, and then I throw them out because I figure, you know, they're worthless.
Right.
Now.
Okay, and then have you ever been a smoker or no?
Yes. But I've quit smoking cigarettes now for about 10 years.
Oh, good on you. So how many years would you say you smoked before you quit?
10 years, 20 years.
20? Okay. And then we're almost done here. So you were in the Army, you said, and then what years did you serve in the Army?
From 1974 to 1977.
And do you remember the type of discharge that you got? Was it honorable?
Of course, nothing but an honorable.
And then were you ever stationed at Truel Army Depot or Camp Lejeune, or no?
No.
Okay. And then do you happen to know your VA number, or no?
What's the last four of my social?
Oh, okay. What is that?
No, we don't do serial numbers anymore.
And then are you receiving VA benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what percentage? Is it 10% or what should I put in the question? What should I put?
Hold on a second.
Sure.
I got trouble. Bread too.
I'm saying it's coffee.
That'll work. All right, thank you. On your way to work? She did. What's she talking about?
She fell and hit her leg or something.
Oh, I thought something important.
And I managed to get a guy over.
Yeah. All right. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back.
No problem. I was asking, what is your VA rating at?
VA rating?
Yeah.
God, do they still do rate? I went in 74, 77. I have an honorable discharge. My job, my MOS, my occupation, I was a UH-1H helicopter repairman.
Oh, very neat. Okay, that's cool. You got to work on helicopters. That's pretty neat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 70%.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that down.
I just forgot. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I'm 70%. I'm working on 100.
And hopefully you get that soon. So I wrote that down, and then this
that would be great.
This next question asks, have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' comp claim?
Well, I'm on Social Security. I had never done a workman's comp claim. You know, thank God I haven't had to do that.
Well, no, yeah. If it's
and I have my
security,
military pension money.
Right. So we will put no on that then. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
Okay. And then what is the I'll look up the address, but what was the hospital that diagnosed you? What was that facility?
UT Hospital in Tyler, Texas.
Okay. I see it here. UT Health Tyler on Beckman Avenue?
Yeah.
That's a big hospital.
On Beckman, yeah. Exactly.
That here. And then do you happen to remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Dr. Martin, Joseph Martin. Joe.
Okay.
That's Joseph Martin.
I see it here, Joseph T. Martins.
Yeah. He's a hematology gynecologist.
And I see his
hematologist. Hematologist?
Right.
Yeah.
And then he would have records of your cancer and you would too and all that, right?
Of course.
Of course. Thank you for confirming that. And then do you recall the kind of treatments that were performed on you? Chemo, radiation, surgery? Do you recall?
They took a tissue sample from the right side of my neck. They gave me morphine and codeine.
Any surgery or chemo or any of that? Radiation? Stem cell transplant?
I was in this machine. I don't know what you call it. They lay you down on that and you go through this like tunnel deal.
So some sort of like radiation.
I guess it's like on Star Trek, where it scans you. I don't know what that's called, but yeah, I went through that. Biopsy.
Okay. No, that's very good detail. Thank you. And then do you recall...
Blood samples.
Blood samples, right. Do you recall the dates that you would have been treated in the hospital? It was sometime in May, June of 2014?
Well, they did a test. All this was done in, around May the 20th. 2014. Come on, phone. Don't do that.
And we're almost done. What is your current mailing address?
I'm in Overton, Texas. I'm at 12361 U.S. Highway 259, Overton, Texas. 75684.
Okay. And then give me 1 second. My system has to find that address.
Okay. I'm in the country.
Okay. Yeah, it brings it up as 12361, just US 259 over 10. Texas 75684, right?
Right.
And then, we're almost done. Just a couple more questions here. So this one just asks if, in case we're unable to get a hold of you for any unfortunate reason, would you like to put a contact number? Normally, we request one if we're unable to get a hold of you.
I don't, that's a good question. Right now I can't think of anyone.
Okay.
That's a shame. Right now who I want to, put in that position. I'm going to have to give that some thought. Later on I probably can answer that.
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm just getting settled here.
Sure, no, absolutely. You can provide something later on to the firm directly. We're just about done.
I'm getting ready
to send you a DocuSign. I just have to fill out the last section here for the HIPAA medical compliance so they can get records.
Okay. I did one of those already.
Yeah.
From what's the name of this place?
The place that transferred you over? Right?
Hold on. For my I did a document copy from Zoho.
Okay. So what is your, will you confirm your date of birth?
Well, my date of birth was on the application here. It's a couple of fraud certificates. It asked me for my address and the last four of my social. I had to sign it and all of these things and answer these questions. A fraud disclosure and agreement, HITAA and notice of privacy factors, the consent to release form. Is there any more?
Yeah, so
that's... Then I have a document copy here. Let's see what it looks like. Okay, well, it says a copy of the document fraud disclosure is attached to this email. I'm trying to download the document from the attachment. Well, I can see them all right here. All right, so what is it that you need, that you're looking for?
Your date of birth?
Oh, my day. All right, my date of birth, I'm sorry. August 25th, 1956.
And
yeah, that's on the form, too.
Right, 8/25/56, and then the last four of your social?
Yeah. 2719.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then you're going to get a DocuSign right now sent to you via text message. Give it 1 second. It's going to...
Text message, okay.
Yeah, it's going to start loading here. Oh.
Okay, I see a Zoho sign in my text messages.
No, it hasn't.
I'm on my tablet.
It's still sending. It's still spinning.
Oh, okay, so this isn't it. All right.
It'll come from DocuSign. Looks like it just sent. Do you see it now? It would have been sent via text message and email.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. Well, it isn't in my text messages, so let me see what's happening in my email here.
It doesn't show it went through.
Okay, so no, this came in at 3:26 from part of the world you're in, and right now it's 4:05. So this isn't it. You just sent it, right? Let me look at my primary.
Oh, actually, it's saying it's in the draft. So give me 1 second.
Oh, it's in my drafts. Okay.
Well, it's in my draft, so give me 1 second. It for some reason, all right, instead
okay.
of sending it automatically, it let me see.
All right, not a problem.
Okay, should hit your phone any second now.
All right, Emmanuel from Mass. What?
Strategies, yep, that's me.
Strategies, right? Value.
That's me.
Emmanuel Lascano.
Yep.
Via DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so this looks like. No, this is some offer up stuff. What is it?
No, it shouldn't.
I don't
it
want
should
that.
Be...
Okay, I hit the wrong button. My bad. All right. Okay, I got to send you a document to review and sign. Okay, so I'm going to watch for you. And it says, okay, do you agree to receive future SMSs? DocuSign. Give it a second to load up. Okay, here we go. You want to use my location? Okay, I'll let you do that right now. Alright. Okay, so I see a picture here, and it says please sign, so...
Yeah, if you scroll down, there should be a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures, and if you tap that box,
it
should let
Got
you
it.
Continue.
Yeah, I'll continue. Okay, so I see a whole list of stuff. Okay, let's see. I have to find, draw my signature.
Yep.
Could I do that? Here we go. That's what I want right there. This is that one. Okay, boom. Dropped in fine. Right. Okay. All right. So now it's here. So what do you want me to do here? Okay. What is this? That initial there.
Yep, you'll know we did it correctly if you just tap everything and then you see a yellow finish button, and if you tap.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that. Okay. Okay. All right, so the base there. All right, so it's doing something. It's going in circle. Okay, all part of the completed roundup. Do I can respond from
yep,
start?
You're all set.
All right, so I guess. All right, okay, all right. So I'm going to see if I can download after this. All right, so if that concludes our business, I'll be hanging up now.
Yep, so you should get a call from the firm in a couple of weeks, and then you'll have a copy of the completed document in your email, okay?
Right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, thank you again.
Bye, Ken.